Good morning. My guest this morning is Heidi Protas from Task Force for the Homeless. Good morning, Heidi.
Good morning, Roland. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming in. Well, this is a busy time of year for you, I'm sure. I note on your literature here that over 2,000 people in Sonoma County are forced to live outside for lack of shelter and housing. And I'm not a bit surprised because I've seen many of those people. I see them every day all over Santa Rosa in all sorts of situations. Here I see mention of the countywide survival gear clearinghouse.
Yes.
Very nice title. Talk about that.
Well, we call it winter warmth, the short version of that. And what we do is we collect winter gear, survival gear, sleeping bags, tents, warm jackets, those sorts of things. And we give them out to agencies that have direct contact with homeless for them to disperse mm-hmm. to their homeless population. We have a lot of groups that collect clothing for us, and then they bring them to us, and we disperse them. So we have church groups or things of that nature, even a health club that does a collection at their site.
Nice. Yes.
So we do have a lot of generous donors, but it's going to be a long winter because it's raining hard.
There's a neighborhood group in my neighborhood in Larkfield that is doing exactly the same thing.
That's great. It really makes a difference. I mean, I love the sound of rain on the roof, but if you don't have a roof,
yes, that's right.
It's a different situation.
One thing that I've noticed, too, is that more and more I have seen groups of homeless people, 6 people, 8 people, 12 people behind a building
mm-hmm.
in an alley, in the overhanging doorway of a
sure.
warehouse.
Yes.
Something of that sort.
Well, there is there's some safety in numbers if you're homeless, and it's a lonely thing to be. So, you know, getting together with a group of other people does create some safety and community for the homeless population.
I take it that your push has begun already.
Oh, yes. We actually had our first, people came and got stuff. We do every 2 weeks, and we already had our first one. But honestly, in December, we need another push generally because
right. I'm sure that's
it's winters are long and wet and cold.
I know you've done it already to some extent, but run down what you're looking for so that people who are listening can get out their pens and just jot that down.
That would be great. One of the things we're always short of is clothes for large men, extra large XXL jackets, warm jackets,
right.
and things of that nature, because those are a little harder to come by.
Right.
Tents are always very valuable. Even tarps are helpful if someone's sleeping on the street, keeping your bottom of your sleeping bag. We need sleeping bags, hats, socks, gloves, you
yes.
name it, we
right.
need it. But those are some particular things we can use. Are tents and large men's clothes, we always sort of run out of that.
What should someone do who has gone through their closets and gotten a load of stuff together that they can give to you?
The best thing they can do is give us a call at 575-4494, and we'll arrange to have them drop it by our office, and we'll take it up to the site to give out.
You take it to specific sites that people know about.
We take it to one site that the other agencies all know where we are, and they can come and get their donations.
It's so nice to hear that it's very well put together.
We gave out 7,000 individual items last winter.
Wow, incredible. Well, thank you very much for coming in and telling
sure.
us about it, Heidi. Let's remind people that the best thing to do when you've collected a bunch of clothing that will be useful for people who are outside in this, I believe, soon to be quite wet winter, to give them a call, to give the Task Force for the Homeless a call, 575-4494, online, SonomaCountyHomeless.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.